Five, four, three, two, one. I'm John Miglosh for the Wisconsin DMA and the International Society for Strategic Marketing. Well, stand by. We got a real barn burner article that came out today in the Wall Street Journal. Today, breaking news from Chuck Moyer. We'll give Chuck credit. And the style consultant says if I can get people to send me interesting stuff, it'll make it all work better. So let's all work together and hunt down stuff. But thanks, special thanks to Chuck. And he thought that I'd get a kick out of it. And, since it's today and it's the Wall Street Journal, you bet that's going to be the last story. So stay with us. And before that, let's have some fun. Here we go over to 10 at 10. And I like this commercial because it covers the bases. Here we go.
Sarah, you said you were buying a car today.
Dad. It's 4 a.m.
Yeah, I stayed up and crunched all the numbers.
I already used Capital One Auto Navigator. I found my car online and got pre-qualified instantly.
Oh, online, honey. Now that can affect your credit score.
It didn't, Dad. Then I got my real rate and monthly payment. Now I just need to head to the dealership for a test drive and purchase.
Sounds easy.
Yeah, it is.
Well, since we're both up, who wants French toast?
What's in your wallet?
I love that. Who wants French toast? That's a dad joke if I ever saw one. So anyway, that's why I like the commercial partly. And it turns out that that's Eugene Levy and Sarah Levy. It must be his real daughter. And my daughters, they usually take my LS, Lexus LSs, my luxury cars. Last time I went down, I flew down to Dallas on 2 days' notice and picked up a new one. Well, new to me. And it was quite the trip. So I left the house at 4 a.m., in Milwaukee and flew to Dallas for $36.50 on Spirit and was home by 3 a.m. the next morning. So it just shows you what you can do. And that thing's still running good. Yep, it's a lot of fun. Okay, let's get on to, obviously I got my scrolly thing working, which you noticed down there. Okay, we've got another WDMA meetup. We've got a dozen people registered already. So if you're one of my friends, you probably already got an email, and we'll have some more of those. And you can go to WDMA.org and get the details and register. And we're on Zoom, and all of you know how to do Zoom now, so it's working really well. The style consultant runs it, and we do real business. We got some real – if you read the email, it's got some really good quotes from some of the people last time. So – go over there and sign up. Now, here's an interesting article you probably haven't seen. The Botswana Post digitizes its post business. And you think, America, that's where it's at. Everything new and innovative is in America. Well, this is something really interesting. And if anybody out there is from Botswana, I'd like to know more about this because I didn't really understand it. But the idea is that you've got a virtual post box, VPB, and the virtual post box lets the customer register their cell phone, their mobile number, and then it texts it over there so you can see your post, your mail. Now, what I don't understand is it says you can receive mail. Now, informed delivery gives me a picture of the outside of the mail, but all the important stuff is inside the envelope, and I can't see it. So I don't know if they open the mail for you. I don't know if that's so great. I think it also has the ability to identify your location and find you and give you the mail. That may be the case. So instead of a post office box, you essentially have your cell phone. But, that to me sounds way too variable. So I'm a bit lost on how it exactly works, but I'm curious about it. And way to go, Botswana. It's the first article I've ever had on the show about your postal service. So it gives you a history of all customer mail. It acts as a mail management system, thus making it possible to monitor customers' mail volumes also. And anyone above the age of 18 can open a virtual post box, and it's less expensive than having a P.O. box, which it sounds like it's kind of emulating. Anyway, I'll keep following up with that, and I'll reach out on LinkedIn to see if I can find anybody in Botswana on LinkedIn. Maybe there is. I don't know. Anyway, Meredith Publishing has extended their wrap format to B2B. This article had no pictures. I don't know what it was exactly about. But it says B2B advertising has undergone a significant upheaval as traditional means of reaching decision makers has stopped applying for the last year. So I'm following up on a big story. One of my longtime favorite clients. I haven't heard from him in a year. I didn't know what was going on. I called and called. Anyway, we try to keep in touch. Finally, yesterday we got connected again. And I said, are you doing any more? Are you still doing those mailing programs that we got going? And they said, not only that, but they're mailing 3D stuff. And I'll give you, I emailed them back and said, can you send me pictures of what you did? Because I'm not going to spill the beans and tell you. But the number one question I'm getting or I've gotten this past year is, how do you reach your B2B customers when they're not at the office? And if you send them something that looks, like junk mail, it goes in the trash before they even see it. Well, so I asked him this question. I said, how did you get to the customers? I said, did you call them? Because, back in the day, Donnie Beaver he was the founder of Newpig, which is a pretty good-sized B2B company. And he wanted to send out samples of they put oil absorbent in a pantyhose, basically, and it sucks the oil up, and it works really well. And he wanted to sample anybody that had machine tools that were dripping oil. And you couldn't really get a good list and know who to talk to, so he hired a bunch of people. He's kind of in Appalachia, and hired a bunch of, of women mostly, to call every manufacturing plant in the country and say, who could we send a sample to? We'd like you to try this. And make your own list. And, it's not something that happens overnight, but you know what? That's how he built about $100 million business, and it works. And so I asked these guys, I said, did you just call them? And he said, yeah, that's what we did. We called them up, and we talked to them, and we said, we'd like to send you something. Could we send it to your home? Is that, would you give us your address? All confidential. We're not going to rent it out or anything. We just want to send you something and have some fun. And sure enough, they gave them the addresses and they sent them to the home. And that's what happened. Give them a call and that works. And on that note, I wanted to mention that Bob Bly is offering his business-to-business marketing handbook. And he is offering that free at bly.com, B2B handbook. And you can download that, 10 ways to increase landing page conversion rates, 6 keys to more compelling B2B offers, and best practices for B2B lead generation. Okay, so that looks good, and I think that's a good thing. And Bob, I've worked with Bob. In fact, I worked with Bob and Donnie Beaver all together years ago, but still. Okay, and here's from the Wall Street Journal. Okay, so online brands, this is e-commerce companies, companies built by e-commerce, online brands, are trying something new. And some of them are trying mail. And this is in the Wall Street Journal, okay? Paul Ziobro. And selling online as selling, this is the interest, one of the great points that Paul makes. Selling things online is easier than ever. Standing out to shoppers is harder, right? I mean, you got a little shop on Main Street. Now two more shops move in. Now Walmart moves in. Or before that, Ben Franklin. Or before that, Kmart. Before that, JCPenney. Now it's Walmart. Now it's Costco. What happens to your little shop? The same thing is happening on e-commerce in the online world, except that you're competing with the entire world. Can you imagine? How hard is that? I mean, it's impossible. Right? So customers seem to have a hard time. This is Kevin Stecco. He's got a He-Man t-shirt, and he says that He-Man is, he's having trouble getting through the search engines. He says, even when I pay per click, my ad gets covered up by people paying more for a t-shirt related ad comes up on top of it. He says his ad appears beneath ads from competitors. Can't spend enough. This reminds me of the Yellow Pages. You know, I knew a Yellow Page salesperson for a while, and he said, "Yeah, we'd go to Company A, and then we'd go to Company B, and we would Company A would have the second biggest page, and say, you know, you could do better if you got a bigger Yellow Page ad." And so they'd say, "Okay, let's make it 20% bigger, you know, in this edition." And then we'd go over to Company C and say, "You know, they're gonna pass you. I just talked to them, and they're gonna increase their ad by 20%. Well, we better increase our ad. We still want to be the biggest." And they would just inflate the thing. Well, that's what's going on in digital. Sorry, I'd hate to break it to you, but that's what's going on. You know, it's getting harder and harder, and you as a merchant know that. Okay. So this guy says, let's try this, a novel solution, a paper catalog mailed to thousands of homes. Now, he only mailed about 120,000, which is about half of what I would have recommended if he had any money, you know, if he had enough money to try something, because that would allow you to try some rented lists, try a variety of things. If you wanted to grow, you know, say you need about 5,000 minimum per list. So 200,000 gets you, you know, whatever that is, 40 lists or something, gets you a pretty good test. But, you know, you do what you can do. And if you don't know anything about launching catalogs, then feel free to give a call. I'm on LinkedIn. That's probably the easiest place to find me. Okay. The lower entry barriers in online advertising are making it harder for existing and new sellers to cut through the crowd and find more customers. So here's a picture of his catalog, wild and crazy. Not only that, but further down in the article, or farther, I suppose we could say, I don't know, that's a little bit of a tough one. Down in the article, he says he's actually selling the catalog online, and people are buying it. It's one of his hottest items right now. People are actually paying money to get the catalog sent to him. How cool is that? He's all excited about that. So I think he's got a hit. I wish we could find out how it works, and so maybe I'll reach out. Maybe I'll reach out to Kevin. Maybe he's on LinkedIn. Okay, so people are trying printed catalogs. There was another article. Rick Watson, he's starting a cooking thermometer company, and he is launching it mainly by building a mailing list. He says he's cultivating a mailing list of interested customers by leveraging his reputation in the cooking world and creating content for platforms like YouTube to drum up interest. Okay? The bar has become a lot higher to become unique. Now, there's one other issue I wanted to talk about from Kevin, if I can find. This is some of his items here. He says one of his recent ads got knocked off because he says his Mr. Stecco's Mrs. K, this is Ariel K, she's doing customer acquisition with a catalog. And she said she sent out several million new households, okay? Her cost to acquire customers has fallen, right? Because they stopped doing all that digital. Mr. Stecco says his acquisition costs have actually risen due to rising digital advertising costs. The saying in digital is whoever can spend the most wins. Sounds like that Yellow Page salesman, right? There's a picture of his catalog, okay? But like I said, he only mailed about 120,000. Now, the other annoyance, and this is one I want to finish with, is that from time to time, his ads on social media platforms are flagged by automated systems for policy violations. For one example, a shirt celebrating wrestler Sergeant Slaughter. I could see where that might get flagged right off the bat. The guy's name, Slaughter. Sounds like violence. References a move called the Cobra Clutch. Apparently it's a wrestling move that the guy likes. And the ad got blocked. My wife had a bunch of clients on Facebook get blocked because they are drug companies. They're selling drugs. They're talking about medical terms. Yeah, they're local pharmacies, for heaven's sakes, and they've been in business for 60 years. You know, but some algorithm flags a word, and then she has to fight it, and she fights it, and then they let them back in, but it's a pain in the neck. Okay, so he hopes his catalog mailed out last month to 100,000 past customers plus 15,000 potential. See, that's just not quite enough of a valid test, but anyway. He says he doesn't think the mail, the postal service, will shut them down. It's one of the few advertising options where a random algorithm issue can't shut you down completely. What a great idea. And the catalog, which includes a $7 credit and a poster by a respected comic book artist, is also for sale on his site and has become a hot item in its own right. What great news. Now, you already knew this, right? One of the agencies who was on the meetup last month said their number one call, or it was 2 months ago, that was Jeff, I hope he comes back. 2 months ago, he said, our number one call as a direct agency, and he's out in San Francisco, he said, our number one call these days is, we grew through digital, we can't seem to grow anymore. Can we do mail? What a great call, right? That's Mike Gunderson's agency out in San Francisco. So, great news. You know, we track it. Thanks again to Chuck Moyer for sending it over to us. Have a great day. Mail is the most cutting edge media today. Oops, I whacked my microphone. Mail is the most cutting edge media. So come to the meetup and we'll talk mail and we'll talk direct marketing, because you don't want to just sell a mailing like Kevin bought. You know, if Kevin's serious, he's going to have to do multiple mailings. He's going to have matchback analysis. He should have split testing. He should have a number of things. And I could make some comments about the cover of his catalog and probably a lot of the creative. But, and you can make your mistakes, Kevin, or you can get somebody who's been doing it for 40 years. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Oh, I found out on LinkedIn that shares count like 20 times more than comments, and comments count 20 times more than likes. So for heaven's sake, comment and share. Bye-bye.